Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn strikes out. Shantz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Glynn out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg takes first base on ball four. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bollweg. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Bollweg steals second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz takes first base on ball four. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finnegan for the out. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive towards the mound. Kellner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Finnegan. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 1 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bolweg takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bolweg moves to third. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shantz takes first base on ball 4. DeMaestri moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bollweg tags and scores. DeMaestri tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and has Strickland trapped. There's the throw to DeMaestri, who tags Strickland for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bollweg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-2 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kellner strikes out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 3 in the game. Regalado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bollweg hits a line drive towards first. Glenn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kellner for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finnegan. Garcia scores. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Regalado is walked intentionally. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Avila scores. Regalado tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 4 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 4 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.